Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Music, Money, and Life podcast. This podcast, as always, is brought to you by howtolicenseyourmusic.com. If you're interested in learning how to make money licensing your music into television shows, video games, commercials, advertisements, and more, visit howtolicenseyourmusic.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Music, Money, and Life podcast. I'm really excited today to be speaking with Dave Kusek. Dave is a former professor at Berklee College of Music and the former vice president of Berklee at one point as well. Dave, how are you doing today?
Good, Aaron. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on
here. Awesome. Thanks so much for doing this. Dave, what I thought we would do is let's start with what led you – how did you end up becoming a professor at Berklee? What led you to Berklee College of Music?
My family and I had moved from California to Boston in 97. I had sold a software company that I had called Passport, where we had created a lot of music software and sequencers and audio editors. And I took some time off, and then we decided we would move east. And when I got to Boston, I began consulting for different audio and music-related companies, and Berklee was one of them. And they asked me to come into the business program and teach music business, which I did for a few years, and that's how I got started there.
Okay, and what was your time like at Berklee? Did you enjoy teaching at Berklee? As a lot of people know listening to this, I am a Berklee alum myself. I was there before you started teaching. I was there from 93 to 95, but I look back very fondly at those years being at Berklee. What was your experience like as a professor?
Well, Berklee is an awesome place for sure, as you know, and I really enjoyed teaching there and working in the business department. At the time, the music business department was the most popular major, along with production. And, you know, the program was growing and there were a lot of really bright students there. And I learned a lot from them. And, you know, that was the beginning of the, you know, the internet was blowing up and it was pretty clear that the music industry was going to be significantly impacted by what was going on online. And it was just a great time to be there. You know, during my time at Berklee, the college nearly doubled in size in terms of students. And that was great to see the growth. So it was a lot of fun. It's a great school. You know, for people who can afford it, it's.
Yeah, exactly. That's if there's. I actually made a YouTube video about this recently, and the point I made is that if there's any downside to Berklee, it's simply the cost. But it was certainly worth it in my experience. And then you became vice president of Berklee. What year? How many years were you vice president from when to when?
Well, you know, I'm not exactly sure. It's probably around 2001, 2002. I was working for the business department, but my connection to Berklee was really through Gary Burton, who was the exec VP, and Lee Burke, who was president. So I had, you know, I had their ears, and it was pretty clear that, as I said, the internet was a big deal, and Berklee, you know, had a very basic website at that point, and I had an idea of trying to take Berklee online in a major way, and presented a plan to Gary and Lee, and part of the plan included an online school, and they mulled it over, and they said, you know, all this other stuff that you want to do, you know, musicians portal and network and everything else, that's all great, but let's start with a school.
Yeah.
Can you go back and kind of do a business plan for an online school? And, you know, we're a college, so it makes perfect sense. So I did. I went back and worked on a business plan, and I had been an entrepreneur my whole life. Berkeley was really the, I started as a consultant and a teacher, and I pitched them on eventually creating Berkeley Online, and they said yes, and it became really the first job I ever had. I always ran my own business prior to that, but they approved the plan. The board of directors approved the plan. I asked them for $10 million to build out the school, and they said, yeah, which was great. And so I, you know, they basically put me off into a building and said, go ahead, hire people and
get started.
Get started. Yeah.
Cool. And I'm sorry, what year was that?
That was probably 2001, 2002, around there. It's hard for me to remember the exact dates, but around there.
Okay, got you. Cool. So you formed the online division or the online school for Berkeley, berkeleymusic.com. And how many years were you involved with that through 2012?
Yeah, so that was probably a good 10 years. I think I was at Berkeley maybe 14 years total.
Okay.
And probably 10 or 11 running the online school and growing that.
Okay, excellent. And so you left in 2012, and you've since then formed a new, a different online school. It's your own school. It's a program called the New Artist Model. Can you tell us about that?
Sure, happy to. As we touched on briefly a couple minutes ago, you know, my time at Berkeley gave me the ability to work with thousands, tens of thousands of musicians from around the world, especially once we had the online school going. We had more enrollment in the online school than on the physical campus, maybe 5 or 10 to 1.
Yeah.
So we got to work with a lot of people from all over the world that were at varying stages of their career, starting out or, you know, grizzled veterans and everywhere in between. And it was very clear that the demand for high quality music education and assistance in the changing marketplace was very, very high. The demand was really high. But the reality is that most people cannot afford a college education, especially if they can't access financial aid. And as you know, musicians, you know, are a feisty group and not necessarily rich. So it became very clear that there was an opportunity to deliver really high quality education, but at a much more affordable price point and much more accessible than what was being offered at a college or university like Full Sail or Musicians Institute or Berkeley. So,
yeah.
It was time for me to leave. We had built a really great business, very, very successful, very profitable. But I knew it was time to do something different. And as I said, I've always been an entrepreneur. So I took a little time off and then began working on the New Artist Model, which is an online music business school, really for teaching very practical strategies and techniques for making a living in music today and dealing with the realities of the music business today.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been doing now for the last two and a half years or so.
Awesome. That sounds really, really exciting. Can we talk a little bit about some strategies? Can we talk about some of the things that you touch on in your courses? Because like you said, the music industry has changed so much over the last few years. I mean, the landscape looks entirely different than, you know, from how it did 20 years ago or 15 years ago even. What are some of the concepts and ideas that you get into in your courses?
Well, fundamentally, it's about being a musical entrepreneur and building a business around your art. That's the sort of central premise of the main programs that we offer. And it's the program is about it's 12 modules. It can t- take anywhere from a few months to a year to go through. And what we do is we help people look at their career and where they want to go, what success means to you as a artist, because it's there's not a cookie cutter approach by any means.
Yeah.
So we start with helping people work through, a real introspective phase of, what are you all about? What type of career do you want to have? What's going to make you happy? What does success look like to you? And the definition of that can be quite different depending on where you are in the world, where you are in your life. And so we start with that, looking at setting goals and what do you want to accomplish in kind of what time frame. Some people want to play Wembley Stadium, and play 200 nights a year and, really go for it. And some people are happy to, play weekends in their hometown, and others want to be, a producer or songwriter behind the scenes, not really get out in front of people. Some people want to be a manager or start a label variant or management company, publishing company. So it depends on where you're at and what you want to do. So we start with trying to define that. Then once you understand that, we then look at what type of a team would you want to create around yourself? What do you like to do? What are you good at? The converse of that is, what are you not good at? What do you not like to do, but it still needs to be done? And you begin to understand everything that needs to be done to move yourself forward to reach your goals. How do you build a team around yourself initially? That will change over time, clearly, but how do you find people that can contribute? How do you motivate them? How do you, inspire them really to come on board and share your vision for your career? So team building is sort of the next component that we work on.
Okay.
You want me to keep going or?
Yeah, sure. I wasn't sure if you were finished, but I do have another question for you, which is, what are, in terms of actually generating revenue, are there specific things you get into? In other words, what do you really see working effectively in 2016 and beyond? Where should artists, I know this is a big question, but let's talk about like singer-songwriters, bands. Where are artists generating revenue currently?
Okay. Well, that's a perfect segue into where we go next in the program is looking at recording, production, distribution as one potential set of revenue streams, looking at touring, merch, and other live events, whether they're online or in person, as another set of potential revenue streams, looking at licensing that I know you're all over.
Yeah,
and publishing and sponsorships as another potential set. So really those three broad areas that we look at. To answer your question, if you're a singer-songwriter or you're a band, you're obviously your opportunity is in the live space. Making money at the door, making money selling tickets. There are plenty of people doing house concerts these days.
Yeah.
There are plenty of people doing online shows these days. That is an area that is working for people. It's certainly not easy, and there's a lot that we work on in the program to help people optimize their ability to tour and how to find bigger venues, how to book your own gigs, how to develop your audience so that you can fill the room, you can bring people, how to develop relationships with promoters, with booking agents, how to work the room once you're there, both to build your list and your fan base, but also to see if you can identify your more rabid fans. Also, how do you work the room in order to sell as much merch as you can? What's the best strategy or set of strategies for selling merch before the show, during the show, after the show? So for a band that wants to hit the road, those are your primary streams right now, and it's really a matter of going about it patiently, steadily building your audience, increasing your reach, networking with other artists and bands to trade shows together, to build bills together, try and help everybody increase their audience. Clearly, if you can, you can book a venue one way or the other, and you can fill that room largely on your own without relying on the promoter, you're going to go much further in your career than begging for gigs and playing to empty rooms because no one did any promotion. So there's a lot to it,
yeah,
as you well know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and promotion is obviously a big part of this. How big is the program? How many students do you have enrolled?
We're almost up to 1,200.
Wow.
Currently, and we've just, as I said, money is a big issue for people. And yeah. So I've found that, even at the price points that we initially launched at, which were $500 for the course and $1,000 for the course with me as a mentor,
yeah,
with some one-on-one feedback, we had a bunch of people sign up for that, but most folks still said, can I pay monthly? So we've just now started monthly memberships this week. Actually, we're just rolling this out. So people can get the basic program for $29 a month.
Oh, wow.
Or they could get the program with the master classes and mentoring from me for $99 a month.
Wow.
And we're starting to see that, gain some momentum now.
That seems very reasonable.
Well, every career is different. And so I'm trying to build programs that respond to the needs of the musician community and what I'm learning from them and what they're asking for. So they're looking for help in licensing, and that's a niche that you're tapped in to. They're looking for help. How do I optimize my gigs? How do I build my audience? How do I sell more merch? How do I sell more tickets? How can I perform online? How can I get house concerts working for me? How can I get sponsorships? Those are all areas that, in addition, so you've got licensing revenue streams that are available through, getting others to cut your songs, or licensing into film, TV, and commercials, or licensing on YouTube. Those are all streams that many people are interested in. You've got your live touring. You've got your merch that can really generate significant dollars if you do that right on the road. It's becoming more difficult these days to sell music, either as downloads or streams. We tend to counsel people to use that as a promotional vehicle for them and not to expect too much revenue. You can still sell music at your shows. People are being fairly successful, and it depends, again, who your audience is. If your audience is skewing younger, that's getting much more difficult to do. If your audience is skewing older, they're still buying CDs. And there are quite a few people that are able to sell significant quantities of CDs, but they're doing it out on the road rather than, through Amazon or some other method. And then sponsorships, you know, you look at the ability to partner with a brand of some kind, and brands all over the world are looking to reach audiences, and they're looking for causes to connect with. They're looking to connect with young audiences. They're looking to get their products into the hands of people on a sampling strategy. They're looking to just get their brand name out there. You know, brands have to compete just like musicians have to compete. So
sure,
there's quite a bit of opportunity to connect in with one or more brands. And so we spend a lot of time in the new artist model, looking at all of these different revenue streams. What is the right mix for you as an artist? How do you build a portfolio of income that clearly starts small, but if you can build a plan for yourself and you can work on your marketing, work on your promotion, build your audience, and we spend a lot of time on, you know, how do you create a fan base? How do you build an email list? How do you build your social presence? How do you segment your audience so that you can understand the people that are likely to help you spread the word or buy tickets and merch, be your street team or your digital street team and help you find more people. So there's a lot involved in promotion. Then we also look at crowdfunding and all the various crowdfunding platforms, you know, Patreon or Pledge Music or Kickstarter or Indiegogo or GoFundMe. I mean, there's a thousand of them. And they all work differently, and, you know, they're not necessarily the right platform for you. And so we put together, as a result of the course, people put together a career map and a career plan for themselves, which is really an artist's business plan, back to, you know, the original concept of, I'm going to help people become musical entrepreneurs, and I'm going to teach them how to think like a startup and how to find their niche, how to find their audience, how to grow their brand out in the market, how to turn on revenue streams, how to create partnerships that support what you're trying to accomplish. And crowdfunding, of course, is a component of that. You want to make sure you've got your audience. You've got an audience before you try a crowdfunding campaign, because without that, it will fail miserably. But those are the types of things that we work on in the new artist model, along with, you know, creating your plan, creating a budget for yourself, being realistic about that, looking at your career over time. What do you want to do in the next year, 2, 3 years, 5 years? What's your goal? And how can you articulate that in a way so that as you're executing on your plan and as you're living your life as a musician, and hopefully you're making progress and you're getting to the point where you know, many of my members are full-time musicians at this point because they've figured it out. So that's what we're all about.
Yeah, that's awesome. It sounds like you're touching on a lot of really important areas. I'm intrigued by the mentorship program that you offer. So you said you're doing it for $99 a month, and that includes one-on-one coaching with you. Is that right?
Yeah, I do a master class every month.
Okay.
That we do on a video platform, and it's usually on a particular subject that, you know, people are asking about. So it could be about licensing, or could be about YouTube monetization strategies, or it could be about merch. Okay. How do you optimize your merch, or it could be, you know, more crowdfunding related. So I do these master classes, and people get material, you know, that we deliver online at that point live, and then we open it up and we start talking about what's going on in their career. So it's a group situation, but
okay,
you know, you basically, you're at that point, you can ask any questions that you want, and we'll work through what your issues are. I just did one last week. We went and reviewed everyone's websites, and we looked at, okay, what do you got? Are you set up correctly? Is it clear? Can you collect emails? Can you sell product? Do you have your calendar up there? Can you sell merch from the platform? Is it optimized? Is it clear? You know, what your brand is all about? Can people easily connect with you? Things like that.
Yeah.
So that was a very thorough class about, you know, building a great web presence. But that's what I do. And I do it in a group setting, because people often, you know, learn from one another and help one another. And I've got people from all over the world that are connecting. And it's very interesting, because what's going on in the U.S. is going to be different than what's going on in Europe or South America or Asia or Australia. And things that people are trying in one market, that are working, you can learn from that in this group setting and try it yourself. And we've found, you know, things are not the same across the planet.
I'm sure.
Some markets are ahead, some markets are behind. I mean, there are places in India where they're still buying cassettes.
Yep.
So I do that as a group call. The other thing that we have going in our new artist model is a network that we call the Indie Artist Network. And it's in part a Facebook group, private Facebook group. But you basically, if you join the program, you get access to this network. And these are all people that are trying to pursue the dream. They're all active as a songwriter, performer, producer, manager, label owner, small publishing company. And they're helping each other every day. I'm just amazed by the level of support they give one another, and how much, I think it's an interesting thing. If we could just take a little aside at this, that
sure,
there are so many advantages to a network and a community and helping one another build your audience, build your fan base, create a good online presence, how to optimize your shows, things like Tom Jackson teaches about, you know, creating great performances and understanding the elements of that. I think if more artists would actually support one another rather than, you know, feel like, I'm getting these gigs, so why would I let you in on my bill? Or,
right.
You know, I've got 2,000 fans, why would I ever tell them about your songs?
Right.
It's just stupid.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at some of the great labels, Sun Records and Motown in particular, you know, their part of their strategy was, we would all help one another. We would tour together. We would cross promote.
Yep.
We would create this machine, and we would gather fans, and we would gather momentum, and we would, you know, we would play on each other's dates, and we would go tour together, you know, 15 acts.
Yeah.
Around touring together. If more artists did that today, you would go much farther than just trying to do it on your own.
Yeah, absolutely. What I really resonate with what you're saying, and that's actually one of the things, when I think about my time at Berklee, that's really one of the things that I liked the most, was just being in that environment where everyone was sort of helping each other, you know, and just being surrounded by other musicians and being inspired by your teachers. And even like the first song I licensed was through one of my former songwriting teachers at Berklee, Barbara Jordan, and just being in that environment. And in a lot of ways, that's what I've sort of been trying to recreate with my own website. And it sounds like that's what you're doing with the new artist model. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's people need help, right? This is not an easy business to be in. I mean, you know, many of my members, you know, their families have told them that they're crazy, and, you know, that they should go get a real job. There's a lot of it's an uphill climb, as you know, but I think if you're committed and you have a good community around you and you have access to strategies and techniques and products and services that really work for people, you can gain momentum and you can build it up. And you know, I've seen, this is no lie, I've seen people come and create their plan, create their strategy, work on it for a while and get to the point where they can quit their jobs, their day jobs, because they're making enough through licensing or through performance or merch or whatever their combination of things are. And you know, I've seen it again and again. It takes a lot of dedication. It takes a lot of work. It takes time. It doesn't happen overnight, but it is definitely possible. And
sure, it's absolutely attainable.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's do this, Dave. I'm glad you came on. And as most people know, I rarely promote other people's products on my website and podcast, but I was really excited to find your work. As a Berkeley alum, you know, I'm really interested in staying connected to Berkeley. And obviously you were, you know, I'm an alum, but you were the vice president, which is really cool. So I'm very excited and proud to share your work. So what I'll do is link below this podcast to your website so people can check out the new artist model and what you're up to.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Well, you know, I'll do the same for you. We got to help one another, you know, that's the name of the game.
Awesome. That would be greatly appreciated. Dave, thanks so much for doing this today. This was a lot of fun.
All right, Aaron, you keep going out there. All right, everybody keep going. Don't give up. You
don't
can
give
do
up.
It.
Absolutely. Good advice. Thanks, Dave.